look at about a total of 1,000 employees getting these smartphone devices in the first year. Now, right now, Roger Baker says about 17,000 VA employees have BlackBerries, and that's the main device that they're using within VA, but there's not going to be a one-for-one switch. Baker says there will not be an explosion of devices for two reasons.
We're going to limit growth initially to make certain that there's an actual bona fide business requirement for the mobile device before the government acquires the device and provides it to the individual. We're also going to require trade-in. In other words, you can't acquire one of the newer mobile devices unless you give up your BlackBerry or your laptop. In other words, if you were a mobile user before, you've got a pretty good case for why you want to be a mobile user with a different mobile device going forward.
Now, he adds VA will make sure that they're good investments, that they're helping the doctors, nurses, other workers meet their needs. That's going to be first and foremost. They're not just going to, you don't just get one to get one because they're cool or because you want one. Baker expects the number of devices to increase over the next year or so, but they want to start small and make sure, again, that everything is doing what it's supposed to do. He says there are a couple of issues he's still wrestling with over this last few days before the beginning of the fiscal year, and that may be one reason for the slower rollout. Baker says he has to figure out really where the money is going to come from to pay for these smartphone or tablet devices. He uses laptops as an example of why this decision is complicated.
We actually classify laptops as either medical equipment or IT equipment, depending on what the use for the device is going to be. About 25% to a third of the laptops owned at VA are actually medical equipment, and about 75% then our IT equipment. We have had to go through and look at, for everything that we buy, if you will, the purpose for it. And if it's medical, then it is bought out of the medical appropriation. And if it's IT, it's bought out of the IT appropriation.
Now, Baker says you'll have to make that decision this week because obviously Monday is really the first work day of the fiscal year for many workers. Currently, VA has not set up an enterprise-wide contract to buy these smartphone or tablet devices, so that's another issue that plays into this, where the money comes from and how to buy them.
Okay, so did Mr. Baker say how employees are going to use this in their daily work? I mean, how are they going to incorporate this in their day-to-day work?
I think that's the big question that's still out there. I mean, there's definitely reasons, there's definitely a need, but it's first of all, it's got to be, okay, well, how can we make it meet our mission? What's interesting, though, is that we're not even sure what devices they're talking about. Now, Roger Baker yesterday would not confirm which ones he'll allow on the network. In previous interviews and conversations we've had, he said, oh, we're going to do iPhones and iPads. But yesterday he was being a little cagey, so I'm not sure if there's going to be a change in there or an additional device, so we'll have to see how that goes. Baker says for now the smartphone and tablet devices will be used for two basic applications.
The two things available really are encrypted email, and we know that the email client that we're using uses FIPS 140-2 encryption, and the other side is just visibility, being able to view information through an information viewer from that device, and so no storage of information on the device. We're being very careful to not increase our information breach exposure as we roll these things out. And frankly, that simple fact has been why it's taken so long to get to this point of being able to say that.
So encrypted email and a data viewer will be the first applications, but Baker expects the number of apps available to increase significantly by a large number over the next few days. But he says he expects the apps to be developed both internally and by the general public, which is one of the reasons why they're taking their electronic health record known as Vista to open source.
What we envision is having an app store with a whole variety of apps that have been built specifically to aid inside the VA enterprise. Right now, there are a number of apps relative to medical care that are in various stages of development. None of them yet are ready for rollout across the enterprise. You know, so they have to do with everything from a version of CPRS, which is our clinician interface that's built specifically for mobile devices, to things that allow clinicians to look at various statistics for either their facility or their portfolio of patients.
But Jason, we heard Roger Baker talk a little bit about security. Any insight about how VA is going to be able to secure these devices? That was a really big concern among agency technology managers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, security is the biggest concern I hear time and again from chief information officers, chief information security officers when it comes to these mobile devices. And Baker has said numerous times if security outweighs all the other things, employees will figure a way around them. So the devices will get on the network anyway, so he's got to find that balance. How can we secure them but allow them on the network? Baker earlier talked about the VA using software to encrypt email that meets the NIST standard. That's one of several steps VA is taking.
The email client, for example, has an encrypted tunnel as it exchanges information with the server. So we've made the decision relative to what email client you can use. We're making decisions relative to whether or not we're going to allow 3G as an access method. The major thing we're doing is deciding that we are going to utilize an MDM, a mobile device manager, that will enforce the policies throughout the VA. So, for example, if I could load an unencrypted email product on my VA-issued mobile device, the MDM would find it and block me from accessing VA information until I removed it.
Now, Baker says VA will approve all apps, whether they're from the iTunes store or other apps places in the general public or even on the VA network, but they're going to be allowed on the device. For instance, he liked to say, you know, Angry Birds, which he says it's a lot of fun to play. That's going to be okay. But others may be considered a security risk and therefore will not be allowed on the device. And the employees who are using these devices will have a list of which applications they can download, and if it's not on the list, they will not be able to download those apps. And you know, let's talk about VA for a second, security, because they are probably more aware of security breaches than any other agency. We remember the data they lost in 2006, the data of 26 million veterans. That has really turned up the notch, as it should, across VA, across the entire agency in terms of security and privacy breaches. And, in fact, Roger Baker sends a monthly report to Congress on their data breaches. The most recent one, for instance, in August, showed actually only a few problems, and most of the data breaches were paper-related, meaning VA locked down the technology so when personal information or data is exposed, it happens because someone, for instance, left a printout on a computer or on a printer, or the wristband, there's a case where wristband of patient A was put on patient B, so they had their, you know, name, social security number, you know, personal data there. But we're not talking about big, you know, computer data thefts or hacking. Let me just give you a couple of quick numbers. In August, for instance, VA employees lost 17 BlackBerries. That's 17 out of 17,000. I don't do math, but that is a very small percentage. There were 69 incidents where an unencrypted email was sent to the wrong person with personal information. 11 incidents where a PC or laptop was stolen or lost. And of those 11, 4 were encrypted. I mean, that's an incredible small amount of numbers when you consider that VA is spread across the U.S., has 300,000 employees working, probably all of them with some kind of computer or laptop access. So, I mean, Roger and Baker and VA, you know, more broadly, has really taken a really hard view at making sure things are secure, and they're going to take that same view when it comes to these mobile devices. And Baker's, he attributes the success to several things, but most notably the privacy and security training employees take. Now, every agency does this, but he says, listen, I just took it recently, and there were specific incidents used in that training exercise that came straight out of those incident breach reports that he sends to Congress. So he goes, listen, things are making it back into the training that shows the reality of really what's going on at VA.